Over to you now, Jean.
Thank you, Audie. Toronto's Elmer Eisler singers and artistic director and conductor Lydia Adams launched their 44th concert series with a stunning choral music program inspired by the reflective journeys of composers and poets seeking the heart and soul of beauty. The performance, titled Walk and Touch Peace, takes place at Eglinton St. George's Church, United Church, on Saturday, well, in fact, this Saturday, at 4 p.m. And with me to talk about it is, indeed, artistic director and conductor Lydia Adams. Good morning, Lydia.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lydia.
How are you today?
Oh, just fantastic.
Great.
Thank you so much. We've been so lucky with the colors and everything in our area, haven't we?
Yes, we sure have. Very beautiful. Now, let's talk about this very beautiful program you've got coming up. I understand that there's a world premiere.
Oh, there sure is. And, you know, Jean, sometimes these programs are ages in, you know, coming about.
Sure.
And I'm always I've been such a fan of the music of Timothy Corliss for years. So every time we sort of bump into each other, I'd say, you know, we say to each other, gosh, there's got to be a piece. We're going to do a piece sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And so we met up actually at the choir's very last concert pre-pandemic. We were out in Vancouver mm-hmm. on tour, and Tim was there in the audience.
Oh.
And because of the stresses in the world, we said, okay, it's really time to do this piece. And we wanted to do something that was like a gift, really, and something that would help people recover from stresses, you know, in the world, a piece that intentionally gives the audience a moment of meditation and some rest and maybe some spiritual healing. So that's how this wonderful work came about, and it's based on you know, a mantra that's often used in meditation. The first three words are Om Saha Navavatu, and they're the first three Sanskrit words in a mantra that is often used, a very popular mantra for people when they are meditating. And we wanted to put together something that is both a choral work, a splendid choral work, but also something that people could bring, could use for themselves for a meditational moment, a healing moment, if you think, something that really helps people get through the stresses. So that's how this sort of all began, and when we started working on it. And, you know, through the Canada Council for the Arts, we're so lucky.
We sure are.
We did the commission. They helped us. They did the commission, and then a second commission to help us put it forward and to actually put in some other performances as well. So, you know, they've been just absolutely magnificent in assisting us.
Are there any other instruments that accompany the choir, or?
Oh, listen, it's so exciting.
Great.
Timothy, you know, he has access to many, many sound healing instruments.
Okay.
And they're from around the world. And they're just so gorgeous in the hall. And we have seven students from Agincourt Collegiate joining us to play these instruments throughout the piece.
Fantastic.
So if you're in the audience and listening and taking in the choral sounds in the piece, you're going to have at various points these sound journeys where these instruments will be played all around you. And in fact, if you wish, there's actually going to be a chance for you to sing a little bit in the piece as well for the audience.
Isn't that nice? Wow, that's fantastic. You must record this. Have you got a plan to do so?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It sounds like
we really think it's a huge need in the world.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so much music people find so much respite and solace from music.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one that has a sort of intentional focus.
Yes.
To give people that moment.
Mm-hmm. And Lydia, what else is on the program? Now, are you doing some Healy Willen on this program?
I'm sorry?
Are you singing some Healy Willen on this program?
Yes. You know what? We thought first concert back. This is our first concert back after the pandemic in the concert,
wow.
Toronto concert stage.
Great, congratulations.
We wanted to do something that was traditionally known by the choir.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to do the Three Lady Motets, which people just, you know, it's something that's very, very close to a lot of people's hearts. by Haley Willen. And we're going to sing a spectacular piece by Hussein Jah Mohammed called Sun on Water, which is his, when he was the Doris McCarthy scholar in Doris McCarthy's house out on Lake Ontario, because Ontario Heritage runs that program.
Right.
He wrote this amazing piece overlooking that waterscape and describing the rising of the sun over the lake.
Mm.
It's absolutely spectacular. And then there's a fantastic piece by Miroslav Skorik, Melodia, which is very reflective work, giving healing to so many millions of Ukrainians now as they're crying out for peace.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we're going to do The Long Road by Eric Sissonvalds. And this is a very personal moment for this poet, Paulina Barda. It's actually a love song, looking at the sky, at the star, distant star, reflecting on her love for her departed husband. Though each of the pieces has a different sort of focus of spiritual longing and beauty. So, you know, it's just, it was so fantastic to be able to put it together and join it together with Tim's piece.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems that every one of your programs has a beautiful theme to it. You do a lot of Indigenous choral music as well, don't you?
That's correct. Yeah, we've had such enriching experiences connecting with people from the Indigenous community in Canada, and certainly plans for that to continue in the future, both in Nova Scotia and here in Ontario.
Well, Lydia, I want to thank you so much for talking with us this morning about this program. It seems like we could all use a little bit of this program, don't you think?
Oh, listen, I know. It's really going to be something. I'm really excited about it.
Thank you very much. And good luck. I hope it's all you expect it and hope it to be for yourself and the choir and for others.
I really appreciate that, Jean. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Lydia Adams, the artistic director and conductor of the Elmer Eisler Singers. They've got a concert this Saturday, October 22nd at 4 p.m. Lovely time for a concert, don't you think, Autumn? At the Eglinton St. George's United Church. For tickets, go to ElmerEislerSingers.com.